thing about John. Now, John was raised. I'm just curious. What do you know about how where John was raised and how he was raised? Anybody know that? Do you know? Yeah. He was raised in a gated community where they all dressed for dinner. And John fought that so much. He rebelled against that. That he would come over to our house, you know, and because he'd always eat dinner with
on
us
the
over
farm.
There, on the farm. Okay. And at the time, John, being a teenager, always thought he was doing the correct thing. So he'd scoot back from the table and belch real loud. Like, boy, that was good. Like, he thought that was what you do, you know. Sort of like going up to the Eskimos and not rubbing noses or whatever. And my mom and dad just kind of look at each other. And, you know, okay, John. And but John finally got into that whole thing. And when he got with Norman Ford, he sort of got out of that culture that he was raised in and got more into the salt of the earth, people who enjoy things like you're enjoying today, the music. And it was all about the music to John, believe me, all about the music. He didn't, you know, I don't know, you probably know a lot too, but it was all about the music to him. Yeah.
What was that your mother told him one time? He said, what'd you think of my banjo playing?
No, I wasn't going to tell it.
Oh, well, because no. He was so good on fiddle, but he played with Douglas. He wanted to
play that fast bluegrass stuff. But he instead, like, you know, a good creative guy, you don't want to just, you know, follow the elephant in front of you, you know, holding on to his tail. John created his own style.
Yes.
And, of course, that speaks for itself. Yeah, the pull-offs and the... And he had developed that real fast style, which was all pull-off, because he couldn't play that real fast stuff. And there was always a little competitiveness about the banjos with Doug and he, because when we go to a place to play with all those, the old guys from Arkansas who would come up, they'd say, Douglas, get out your banjo. John, get out your fiddle.
Yeah.
So John really became proficient on that fiddle. John did a lot of other recordings. He played on several things. There was an album, it's probably, I don't know if it's still in print, but if you ever want to get something out that's neat, I did an album called Woody Guthrie and Friends, and I tried to pull in as many people as I could. I had John Hoyt Axton, Seals and Crofts, Peter, Paul, and Mary. I brought all of these people in to play on this Woody Guthrie and sing Woody Guthrie. Arlo came in and did.
Yeah.
And John came in and he played the fiddle on that album. So if you want to hear John in another genre, that, or on one of our albums, I ran him through a Leslie, you know, like the B3 organ. I ran his fiddle through that, and he's playing, you know, he was playing through things. But